We are on Daf, Kuf Lamed Beis, Amed Aleph. Round 12 lines from the top. Vehilchese kevose derav ada barave. We paskin like kavada barave leviye sheyoldo v'no potter michomesh sloim. So what does this mean? Let us see Rashi, Bilchese Keravada Barabe. The Potter Nami Bino Shel Leviya. Avada Barabe patterned a son of a Leviya, Mipidyan Aben, Kibnoi Shel Levi. Just like the son of a Levi is Potter from Pidyan Aben. This Nan we learned in the Mishnah, Kahanim Uleviyim Pturim Perikame de Pchoiris. So we learned that a Levi is Potter, Kahanim Leviyim are Potter, Vashmina Ravada, the Leviya ke Levi, Alibe the Mar Bereda Rav Yosef. According to Mar Bereda Rav Yosef, we'll see there's another Mahalach to learn Shat in Ravada, but according to Mar Bereda Rav Yosef, the Muki Lola the Rav Ada Barava Beperk Yeshpacher Le Nachlo Afilo I Abra Mi Yisrael. Amir the Kechidish, that you had a father, a Yid, so the Yisrael. So Memele, the child, is a Yisrael. Bafal Pikein is Potter Minapchere. There's no din opinion about. And what is the svore of Ravada Barabe? The bepeta rechem tola rachmone. The chiyiv b'choire is tola in the peta rechem, the psichas ha-rechem. Re rechem sheyotza mimenu lav the chiyuvehu. It is not a rechem that is a mechayiv. A muridik is a. That means as follows. Chotshefilu, halachically, the child is not a Levi. The child is a Yisroel. But since the Mechayev of Bechayre is totally in the Psichas HaRechem, a Psichas HaRechem of a Levi cannot create a Chiyuv Bechayre. Amar de Kechidish. Lafuki midarav pope. Now, this is Hamar Bereid Rav Yosef learned Pshat Rav Ada Barabe. Rav Pope said a different Pshat Rav Ada Barabe. The Mukim lo di Abro mi Oivet Kechovim. That he says Pshat, Rav Pope said Pshat, the Rav Ada Barabe is speaking about as follows. That the father was a goy. And the mother was a Leviya. So there is a svara to say, since the child is not bechlal nisyaches to the Ov, so memele, so then it could be he gets kedushas Leviya from the mother. Like this we have a klal, mishpachas av kruya mishpoche, so memele, the mishpoche of the child is determined who the father is. When we have a case that the father is a goy and the mother is a yid, so the child bechlal is not misyaches to the father, so mamela, then we could say, so then the child can get kedushas leviya from the mother. We could say such a svara. Mar Bereid Rav Yosef said a much bigger chiddush. Mar Bereid Rav Yosef said that afilu the father is a yid. And in Hilchis Mishpoche, the child is Mesiaches to the Yisroel, Niyazadin Yisroel, Va'af Al-Pikein, is Potter from Bechayra, with a new lumdis, that a Rechem of a Levi, a Psiches, a Rechem of a Levi, cannot create a Chiyav Bechayra. I said, but Rapopo Tav Yabram Yisrael Basarov was Linalei Bechayet. Dachsach Mir, the Rosh says, Pshat, how does this come in our sugya, this has come in Chulin over here. So the Rosh says, because we have a similar halacha, according to Ule, that Ule said that one can give matonis to an akeva also, to a kahante, lavdavke to a koin, afila kahante. So we see an akeva also has dine kahune. So Mamela, so this is the shaykhis to our sugya, that even though that a rechem of a leviya can create a ptur of pidyon haben. Now we're going to start a new sugya. Tano rabbono, azroya balachayim ba'keve nehagim bekloim ubekoy. The Tanakama holds that the din matonis are noyig bekloim. And kloim be'etzem, so let us understand a little the chiddush of each halacha. The chiddush of kloim is that even though we're talking about ha'eis habo al harochel, so that means as follows. Be'etzem mitzvah zroya l'chayayim in keve is noyig by behemoth. So be'etzem an eiz and a rochel are both behemoth. So they're not lafuki chayis. They're not chayis, the behemoth. So me'mele, so even though it is not a pure eiz or a pure seh, it's relevant. Is a mitzvah of Israel of Chayayim v'keivim. Ubekoi, and we'll see as the sugya progresses, Koi is a chiddush. Koi, we're speaking about a tzvi habo alatayish. And let us just elaborate a little what the chiddush is. A tzvi habo alatayish. So now, the mother is a behemoth. Mitzad, the aim, the child is a behemoth. Now, let's give a little hakdome. The Chachamim hold, and Rabbi Leza also holds, this will say now the Machlekes, so we'll understand the sugi. The Chachamim hold, Choshishin, there's a suffix im Choshishin Lezera Ha'av. I don't know. Rabbi Leza also holds this, there's a suffix im Choshishin Lezera Ha'av. So now let us understand how this is Nageya Matonis. That means im choishishin lezera ha'ov. So it comes out, the ov is a tzvi abo latayish. So there's a shtikel chaye in the vlad also. A koi is a child from a tzvi abo latayisha. So memele im choishishin lezera ha'ov. So there's a shtikel Chaya also, a chaya is, there's no chiyuv of matonis by a chaya. Now the chachamim hold, fine, but the chiyuv of matonis were said by aser, but afilu mitzah aser. You don't need that the whole animal should be aser. If there's a chelik of aser in the child, so there's a chiyuv matonis. So memele the zicha achelik aser, because the mother is a tayish. So memele, so the zicha achelik of tzoin in the koi. So memele the zechiyav of matonis. That is the sfora of the rabbono. And we'll see Rabbi Lezer holds that also he holds there's a suffix im choishishin lezerahov, but he holds we don't say seva filomitzase. So Mamela, according to Rabbi Lezer, so it's potter for matonis, because maybe it's a mitzaseh. Maybe it's not a mitzaseh, but maybe it's a mitzaseh. So therefore, it is potter mina matonis. So now, let us learn the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbon, Azroya v'chayayim v'akeve noyagim b'kloim. By kloim, there's no shayla whatsoever. Because it's whatever it is, it's a mean sign, so there's a chiyuv of matonis. ובקוי, and the רחמים hold, and הקוי, even though there's a possibility, אם חוישש אין לזרע אהוב, and we're speaking about a צבי אבו לתאיש, אבל there's a כלל סה ואפילו מיצה סה, רבי לזר אומר, קלויים הבו מן איז מן הרוחל, חייב במתונס. That's true, because there it's זכר צוי. Now this גירסה is a problematic גירסה, מן התאיש מן הציביו, we go into a lot of problems with this, so the Marsha says it's a mean tayish and a mean tzibya, but it doesn't mean that the zocher was a tayish and the nekeva was a tzibya, because then it means the other way around. It's a tzviya bol a tayish. That's what it really means. Or the Marshal is goyres min hakoy, min hakoy potter, min hakoy is potter. Yeah. So minakoi poto means, and that is the lomdis minamatonis. And we'll see as the sugya progresses, the time of Rabbi Elazar is, because since there is a suffix, maybe choishish in lezera ha'ov, so then it's only the child is only a mikzase. So memele, so there's no chiyuv matonis on a mitzvah. So the Gemara starts elaborating. Michdei kaim along the leinyan kisa yadom umatonis loimashkachas lei, the whole sugya, that there's a sugya before that speaks about the machlokes Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. The whole sugya is speaking about Elo b'tzvi abo ala taisha. The it's speaking about now by kisi adam, by achaya there's a chiyuv kisi adam, by behemah there's no chiyuv kisi adam. So then in kisi adam a matanis lo mishkachas lo Elo b'tzvi abo ala taisha. We're speaking about a koi that the father was a chaya, the mother was a goat, a taisha. Ubein le Rabbi Elazar, ubein le Rabbonam, misafkilu, both of them are misupik I choishishin le zera of I ain choishishin. That means both of them are misupik, and that's mavu in the sugi before, in, if choishishin le zera of or not. The both of them are misupik. And what is the machloikis? Ubese afilu, the machloikis, which is negeya, different halachis, the machloikis depends on one nekude, when the Torah said se, is a mikza se also chaye. Mar sova, the chachamim hold se, vafilu mikza se. So if there's a mikza se in the koi, so that is a machaye. Umar sovar se vafilu mitzah se lo yamrin. We don't say this whenever you need a se to be mechayev, a mitzah se is not a mechayev. So the Gemara says like this, Bishloime Rabbi Elazar de potar. Now, Rabbi Elazar that patters a koi from matonis, kosovar se v'lo mitzah se. So Rabbi Elazar, we understand very well. We have a tzvi abo ala taisha. So memele, there's a suffix, now the zikha a mikzas se in the koi. There's a mikzas se because the mother is a taish. A mikzas eis. So this zikha a mikzas behime in this koi. There's a suffix if there's a mikzas chaya in the koi. If choishishin lezera ha'av, the av was a tzvi, so it's a mikzas chaya. There's a mitzvah chayit, so it's only a mitzvah se, it's not a kulay se. So then, according to Rabbi Elazar, you're potter from matonis. If ein choishish in lezera ha'ov, so it's a kulay se, and you're chayit. Now, misofik, you're potter from matonis, according to Rabbi Elazar, I mean, it's a sofik, if it's a mitzvah se, a kulay se, Amaitzi mechaber olavarai. So Rabbi Lezer, we understand very well that Rabbi Lezer holds that akoi is pota min amatonis, because Rabbi Lezer holds that a mikzaseh is part of min amatonis, and this is a suffix, maybe it's a mikzaseh. So Rabbi Lezer, we understand very well. El l'rabonon, the rabonon that hold, that by akoi it's noyig matonis, neheina midikosovri seva felu mikzaseh. So now, let us look at the koi. That's for sure. A chelik of the koi is an animal, is a behemoth. So memele, the zikha, achiv, matonis, and a chelik of the koi. The other chelik is a suffix. Maybe it's a chaya, maybe it's also a behemoth. So Paul Gelishkel, like the Gemara, so how can the Chachomim say that matonis annoyig by a koi? You can't. The more understood matonis means you give the complete matonis. Why can you give them a couple? Why do you give the complete matonis? Maybe a mixus of a koi is a chayev. So there's only a mechayev and a mixus of this animal to give matonis. You don't give the whole matonis. This animal is a mixture of a chayev and a behem. If you're choishish and lezera up. So memek. So, Pal Galishka, so let the Koyin take half of the matonis. V'idach Palge, but the other half of the matonis, Leima le'aisi raya, bring a raya den choshishin lezera avushka. So, but why do they have to give the whole matonis? Let us say to the Koyin, bring a raya, the enchoshish lezerov, and then you can take the whole maton. What if shat maton is anoyik? About this asofik, maybe it's only a mitzvah set, so only mechuyev in mitzvahs maton. Omar Rav Huna bar Chiya, my chayev nami deka omar, chayev bachatzi maton. That's right. They just said, the Chachamim said a very innocent lotion. They said, Hazroya valochayim noyagim bikoi. It's noyig bikoi. It's noyig. They said that there's a chiyuv, but didn't say how much you give. It means, fashteitzach, since there's a sofik im choshishin lezera ha'ov, so maybe it's a sofik, it's a chatzi chaya, chatzi behime. So memele, fashteitzach, you only mechuyiv to give half of the matonis, the other half, let us see what Rashi says. Now Rashi seems to have the gears we have in our Gemara, and we have to say like the Marsha that minatayish minatsivya does not necessarily mean that the nekeva was the chayim. Minatayish minatsivya pot minamaton is the sexy below tzvi. The techiv is on a seh, not on a tzvi. Mechdei kaimulon ba'oisiv es benoit. Dilinyin kisi hadam umatonis, loy mashkachis lo pluktayu drabeloso v'rabono. So the Gemara was mafair over there, the whole machloikis, rabeloso v'rabono, elo b'tzviya bo ala taisha. Rabeloso sova seh v'loy mikzase. Izbish loy merabeloso depota kloye. Habo minatayish minatsivyom svira leise v'loy mikzase. So memele, since there's a suffix, maybe it's only a mikzase, so therefore, yapata fametonis, ametz mechabel ovaray, but according to the rabbonon, afilo yoseise, afilo mikzase, but why do you give the whole matonim? Idach pal galay malay Yisrael the koyins, let the Yisrael tell the koyim, I see li rayad and choshishin lezerov, you bring a rayad and choshishin. So the Gemara answered, that was Rav Huna's teretz, Rav Huna bar Chiya, my chayiv nami de mekachayiv rabbonam, means also only mitzas matonis. Vachatzi matonis, only chayiv chatzi matonis. Mosiv Rabbi Zeres Takasha, Koi Yesh Boi Drochim Shovim Lebehime. Koi has halachas which are similar to a behemah. V'yesh v'idrochim shoven l'chaya, it is halachas which are similar to a chaya. V'yesh v'idrochim shoven l'chaya v'lebehema. Keitza. Chel boi osa, akoi. Afin shens noifen. Again, we're talking about a tzvi, a bo'ala taisho. So afin shens noifen, it's sicher a behema also. So chel boi osa, kechel of behema. V'domoi chayev l'chasois, kedam ha-chaye. N'yechayev l'chasois, kedam ha-chaye, and that means a filo will say, if we say seb, a filo mitzah seb, so we say tzvi, a filo mitzah tzvi, so my mele, the zachiv of kisi adam. Because there's a chelik of the koi that is a-chaye, and that's ma-chayev and kisi adam. Drachim she'ein libehema, drachim shavim libehema lechaya. Then it has halachis, which both abehema and achaya have. She'domoi v'gidoi asurim. Not allowed to eat the dam, not allowed to eat the gid. Asurim kebehema v'chaya. V'chayev bezroya ulechayayim v'keiva. Here it says yechayev. V'Rabbi Elazar Paita, Rabbi Elazar Patos. K'beheime, V'Rabbi Elazar Paita. V'im ise, so if you will say, according, if you will say the way Rav Huna Bachi is said, that you only chayev v'chatzi amaton is, Chayev v'chatzi matonis mi boilei. So then you should only be chayev v'chatzi matonis. Because since there's a sofik im choyshishin lezeraho, and the ovos are tzvi, so my mele should only be chayev v'chatzi matonis. So the Gemara answered, Aidi detone chelboi v'domoi. Since it said before that the chelev is osa, the domoi toin kisi, the loimasni chatzi chatzi. You can't say half of the dom is chayev bekisi, half of the chelev is osa. So memele, so be'etzem, it's takazoi. That means we cannot be mevara which chelek of the chelev is mesiaches to the behema, which chelek is mesiaches to the chay, and the same thing by kisi adom. So therefore, we're mechasa the whole dom. We don't need the whole chayla. So there, even though in Yisod, there is a chatzi chatzi, but the Tana was saisim and said that it's chayiv bekisi adom and then chel bayosa. Because there we cannot say the even though the Yisod Achiv and the Yisod Yisr is built upon the chatzi of the koi, but the Tana said osar and chayev. Samemele mishemachi leikatoni chatzi. Samemele here when he's speaking about zroya lechayayim vekeve, speaking about the matonis, he also says chayev v'matonis. But in reality, the chiyuv of the matonis means you only give half of the matonis. The other half, you don't give misofik, because maybe it's choishish in lezerov, and so mamela a chelik of the koy is a chay, and there's no chiyuv matonis. Zot Rashi. Chelboi osa kechelo behema. There's linen lechumre bekulo. We're machma that we say the chelo bezosa. We're machma we say yechai bekisi adab. V'mise kideka amret. If it is the way you say the machai v'rabonam b'chatzi matonis, that the only chai b'chatzi matonis, amaik toni hoche v'chai v'zroi l'chayayim bekeve. The mashme bekulu chayv, it would seem, is chayv and everything. Mahada lav davke ktoni chayv bezroya. doesn't mean you have to give the whole Israel Chayam Bekeivim. Al Haidi the ton Reishet the Domoi Kulai ton Kisi. And the Reishet said you mechasa the whole dam. The Chelboi also leimotzi lemisni chatzi chatzi. You can't say half of the dam needs Kisi, half of the Chelav is also. Loi efsher shachatzi chel bayosa bachatzi muta bochinami dachatzi domi toin kisi bachatzi domi einui toin. You can't say that. We can't be mevare which dam is misyaches to the chay, which is dam is misyaches to the chelik abayme. Umishum reishe tone seife. So, since the reishe said chay, and the reishe was not mefaret only chatzi, because you can't say chatzi. So therefore, when it said the matonis, it also said the same loshen chay b'zroichayim b'keve. V'loy mishum davke, that doesn't mean that you davke chay to give the whole matonis, to who adin dene chayim, elo b'chatzi matonis, sholni chayim chatzi matonis.
So this was the Mahalach of Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Bar Nemesin, the Chiyuv of Matonis by a Koy, according to the Rabbonon. In reality, is only you give half of the Matonis, and the Loshen is Lav Davke. You use the Loshon Chayim because in the Reish it says Chayim v'chelboi, so it says Chayim v'matonis. Aber ki yosa rovin omer Rabbi Yochanan, koi l'rabonon Chayim v'kulu matonis. There's a Chayim on all the matonis. The Sanya, we learned in Abarais, Shoyer. It says by the matonis Shoyer. Matalmud loyma im shoyer, l'rabois esa keloyim. Se, matalmud loyma im se, l'rabois esa koyim. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, shoyer havimotzi l'meima. Rashi doesn't say anything. It says, Im Shoyer, L'Rabbis, Esakloim. Yevaribui, Tetalmikloim. So the article brings down from someone who asked the Kasha, why do you need a ribui? My Mehechitesi, Kloim should not be Chayev in Matonis. But Al-Kaponim, here it says, Im Se, L'Rabbis, Esakloim. First let us say, Taichverta. Im Shoyer means, L'Rabbis, Esakloim, the kloim are a rochel and a eis, even though the im is by a bahim gase, but the im is marbe a rochel and an eis. That it's chay b'matonis. Now im se is marbe that a tzvi and a natayish a taisho is chay b'matonis. That's the im. Now let us for 1 minute see the ran. Is a ran on our Gemara, which is Moirer Akashe, and he says, there are two pshotim in our Gemara. This bedafei horan, this daf memhei omed aleph, that Mehemet Aleph will see the Rif, will see the Ran, the Dibur HaMaschel, Koi Chayev Bekulo Matonis, it's after two-thirds of the Omid. Koi Chayev Bekulo Matonis, the Sanye, Shoyer Matamud Loima, Im Shoyer, L'Rabbis Esakloi, Habo Meyez HaMirocho. So that's the im is marbe that yichay matonis ba'ez baruch. Se matamud loyma. What is the matamud loyma im se l'rabbi se sakoy. L'choyre l'fum pashta dishmaite. So he says, what's pshat? Hai koi de marbinon hainu abo mina tzvi yemina taisho. The biktsas matone is mechayev bevadei. According to the Chachomim, without the im, yechayev biktsas matones, mishum tzata eim. Avo beidach palge, but if since we're choishish, there's a suffix if we're choishish lezera haav, Avo beidach palge, svire leila ravune bachi yebigmore de pota. And the other half of the matonis, the Ravuna Bachi held your potter, Bishim the Moti Omer lay Yisrael the Koyim, because the Yisrael can tell the Koyim, Aisi Raya dein Choshishin Lezera Ho'ov Shulchaya. Upotter mina matonis ushkel, bring a Raya that you're not Choshish Lezera Ho'ov, and the Mitzad Zera Ho'ov, there's a tour of matonis, and then you can take the whole maton. ומשם הוכי סביר אלי לרבונה באחיה. רבונה באחיה הולד, די נחייב, אלא בחצי מתונס. That's why only חי בחצי מתונס. That's we hear till now. ובוסו הוכי מסכינון ואומרינון, כי עושה רובין, אומר רבי יוחנן, כוי לרבונון חייב בכולו מתונס לסען יום. That is a baraisa that learns out from the im, that a koi is chayev, to give the complete matone. Peirish Rashi, we don't have this Rashi, the aval gav the misav kilon, even though we have a sofik, ichoy shishin lezera aviloi. So that means without a ribui, we would say that you only give half of the matones. Lohi ahani lerebuyim. So that's why you have a name to be marbim. Da filu les be elamitza se afilu we will say. What is the im telling us? Afilu we say choishishin lezera ho'ov. And we only have a mitza se. Chayiv af v'chitziya achem. So that means the mikza se is mechayiv to give a whole matonah. That's exactly the concept. That's a very big chiddush. But that is what the im is coming to tell us. That a mikza se is mechayiv to give a whole matonah. The belav ribuye, without a ribi, I'm mechayiv v'palgid the se. Afilu mitzah se mashmeh. That means even though I say I serve afilu mitzah se, but without a ribui, good, a mitzah se is machai, but you only have a chai of a mitzah matone. Lohochi ahani le ribuye deim lidach palke. That, he brings down a Rashi, that is pshat in our Gemara. Zokte ram, bahai perushe loy nehirili, says, I do not like this pshat. The kivin, the itzarech ribuya. If you need a ribuy, nivshayt minei the choshesh lezera'av. That means, we didn't know of choshesh lezera'av or not. We didn't know. So misafi could only give a chatzi matone. But if you need a posik to tell us that you give the whole matone, so the posik spilled the beans. So for now, from the posik, I see clearly, I need a posik. If the Torah, who knows the Emes, if the Torah would know that ain't choshesh in lezera, so why need a posik to tell me you give the whole matonah? So we see clearly from the Torah that choshesh in lezera, and it's only a mitzvah seb, can you give the whole matonah? See, so that's bitter. You can't live with this posik and still say, I don't know if choshesh in lezera or not. That's the Ran's kasha. The cave in the itzach ribuya, nishib minei de choshish in lezera, di yein choshish in ama itzach kol ribuya. That is the Ran's kasha on Rashi. Let us just skip to the next line, and towards the end of the next line. So therefore, the Ran wants to say a different shan de Gemara. Lefich koch niren li, the Rovin Omer Rabbi Yochanan, the Asik, the Koyler Rabbonah Chayiv Bekulu Matonis,
Lav b'tzviya bo'ala taisha mukilo. This posik is not speaking about a tzviya bo'ala taisha. Ela svira lei dekoi berye bifnei atzmahu. He holds that a koi is not a mixture of two minim. A koi is a berye bifnei atzmahu. The rab, so this berye is, so what halachas does this berye have? The rab yekro l'shav yekim behemeh. So the Torah said this berye is also chai b'matonis. So I hear a behemeh chai b'matonis. And this, a koi is also chai b'matonis. But he says, I'm already gezach, umiyu. Moide le ravune bachie, de koi abo min atzviye min ataisha. But what if you'll have, that is, a koi is a berye. But if you'll have such a chetimze, that the father is a tzvi and the mother is a taisha, ein nechai vele bachatzi matones, then you'll nechai vele bachatzi matones. That's how the Ran wants to say pshat in our Gemara. Let us continue the Gemara. So, Bekitza, we have here a posik that says that, however we learn pshat in the posik, if it's speaking about a tzviya bo'ala taisha or a koi that's a berye, we have a posik that tells us that it's chayiv v'matot. The Rabbi Elezer, hai im lomali. What did Rabbi Elezer do with this im? Im said, mi boi lei lechalek. So the im is coming to tell us that without the im, I would think the whole chiy matonis, it was only said if you shechted asher and asher. If you shechted these two minim, then you have to give matonis reil chiyam bekeivet. The im comes to tell us, I feel you shechted im sheir, im seh, either a sheir or a seh, you also chai b'matonis. Let's see what Rashi says. The Rashi, l'chalek, the I l'havik siv im hava mina dene chai b'matonis, ad she yishchoit sheir v'seh, you have to shecht both these animals. Kamash Mulon im shim shaychet sheir b'fnei atzmei chayim litei matonis. So the im is coming to tell us that each animal is machayim of matonis. That's Rabbi Elezer. V'rabonon lechalek minolohu. How do you know that on one animal there's a chayim of matonis? Nafkilu me'eis zoybchei hazevach. It says, Hazevach, to tell us, I thought there was one Zviche. You only shechted one animal. So you also chai b'matonis. Rabbi Lezer, hai mei zoyche Hazevach, my Ovid lai, biboy lelech d'rovet, omarove, hadin imatabach. Let us see what Rashi says. Hazevach, mashma afilu zevach echod, afilu you shechted one animal. Hadin imatabach, that means the koyin is not toiveya from the bala behime. The tipple of the chilut matonis is mutal on the tabach, on the sheikh. Vafel pishen a behime shel tabach elo mishel acher. Let us see Toisviz. Hochi garsinen, my noig in nami diktoni bachatzi matonis. It means it's noig matonis, but you only give half the matonis. Chel by osa, kechelov behema. Vidomai ton kisa, kechai, vachai be matonis kebehema. Heidlik toni, hani tarti, the shovel le behema biyachat. So toisve esakashe, it's very modern, the seda of the baraisa. First it says there's a similarity to behemoth. Then there's a similarity to a chai. And then it goes back as a similarity to behemoth. Gabi matonis. So l'chayre, you should put all the similarity to behemoth together. I'd like to only honey, tadi, the shovel of behemoth, b'yachim, b'shem, the nechle, la misni, dam v'chele, v'zechazesh, esmuchim, b'chol mokim,
dam and chaylev. So mamel, that's why he first mentions these two halachas. V'misa chayev b'chatzim atonis miboylei. So why, already before, the Gemara said that you're not chayev to give the whole maton. You give a chayev to give the half a maton. Bahi de la'el neichel leitvei, before there wasn't such a problem, the leitoni bu chayev ala noigim, it's noigim matonis. Here it says chayev, so chayev l'maise is mashmed etake chayev to give the complete matonis. That's why the Gemara asked from this parais. Bechayr, zok the Mishnah weiter. Bechayr shenis arev b'meyo. We had a bechayr. We'll see later, speaking about a bechayr balmum. Shenis arev b'meyo. And they became nisarev in 100 animals. I mean, there are 99 animals which were chulin. One animal was a bechir bal mumin. We'll see, it's speaking about all the animals were balei mumin. Bizman shemeya shechtin es kulam. And you have 100 people shechting 100 animals. Now, the 100 animals, we have like this, 99 of these animals are chulin, and they're chayev b'matonis. One animal is a bechayer, and it's potter for matonis. So now do we give matonis on this animal? And the all these 100 people, they give matonis. So the Mishnah says, Amoyer dikechidish, bizman shemeye sheichten eskulon poitrin eskulon. So every person is potter to give matonis. Why is every person potter to give matonis? Because each person can say, bring a raya that I'm shechting mine is chulam. Maybe mine is a bechayer. If mine is a bechayer, so a bechayer is potter for matonis. So all 100 people are potter for matonis. Now, before we go further, we have to understand this is a very difficult concept. The Kohen comes to this, to the Yisrael, says, Manushech, if it's a Becher, give me the whole thing. He's telling me maybe it's a Becher. A Yizich has to give me the Matonis, it's Leuch, Yayim, Vekevich, may it's a Becher, Adrabe. We say it's a Becher, so give me the whole thing. So, let us just see the Gemara. Let us just see, this is a Gemara Zakash. Let's jump to the Gemara. We'll come back to the Mishnah. Fact the Gemara, Vama Yovi Olof Koyim Mishnei Tzodim. Let the Koyim tell me, the pot of Amatans. Lamele. Ibchayru, don't talk about a prayer. Ibchayru, Kulididiyu, so then give me the whole name. Vilabchayr, Havili Matanasois, Al Kaponin, give me the Matanas. The Matanas are my Mamanavshem. The Shaila is, and maybe give me more than the maton. That I understand. We'll say, "Maisa mechver lo barai." Omar Avoy Shaya beboli dekoyin umochay liYisrael bemumay. So Gemara says, "No, it's speaking about that this bechir was given to the koyin already. This bechir b'amum was given to the koyin. The koyin sold it back to Yisrael. So now we have here a bechir that belongs to a Yisrael that he doesn't have to give anything to the Kohen. Not Matonis and not the Behemoth, because we don't know, we have just one problem. Which animal is the Bechir? That's our problem. It became the Sarim. So Memele, so the Kohen cannot mon anything. He can't mon the Matonis. Let us just see Rashi and the Gemara. We'll come back to the Mishnah. Amai poitrin es kulon o yocholov e Kohen olov mishnei tzodem kloima. Vishnei Kaichais Vilaimala Ibchairu Kuladidihu. So the whole thing is mine. So Amaravishaya Ochmai Skin and Diktoni Masis and the Poitrin Eskulam Babo Isai Bukhir Liyat Koye Vinofal Boy Mum Kabu, and then it got a mum, and then the Koyin sold it to Israel, and now so we have here one Koyin
So there's one animal from these 100 animals that are spotted from Bechayre, from Matonis, and Memele, all the animals are spotted from Matonis, Misofi. Let us see what Rashi says on the Mishnah. Bechayre shall Yisroel shen Yisarev b'meya b'heimis acheres. Is man shemei b'nei odam shaytan es ha-behemis, paitren es kulu mi matonis kehune, tcholechad v'echad yochel litcheis es atzmei b'loim alakayim, b'cheir shali could be, I was the one that shechted the b'cheir, b'chein sheini, b'chein shlishi. So memela, that's why the potter. Let us just see Tosfos, 1 minute. Is man shemei shaytim kulam pturim. Al-Kochach, so Tosfos says it's speaking about Shekulon Bali Mumim Ayri. Speaking about all them are Bali Mumim, and Sheikhtem Bacher and Kain Ofo by Mum. With this Arab and Makirim by him, Kain Gamacher and Bali Mumim, the old Bali Mumim, Samele, we have a suffix, maybe each one is a Bacher Bamu. I saw Vishlaim of Yehud and Hilchem Bamum and Acha Raib is very good. So even though Raib of the Bahamas, 99 of the Bahamas are potter from Achaye v'matonis, but in Hilchem Bamum and Acha Raib. What if Yehud Hilchem Bamum and Acha Raib? It's like a Samiroim. So what do you do with this Mishnah? So they bring down one teretz from the Imre Binim. Imrebina says that, so what do you say? Hilchem b'mom and acharei. So what'll be? So everyone will give matonis. So that's also, you can't do that. You can't say that everyone is chayiv b'matonis when I know clearly that one is potter from matonis. The whole din of hilchem b'mom and acharei is when it could be like the right. I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't know. So I have a birur of roiv. But if I'll go boss a roiv and I'll say that since roiv of the animals are chayva matonis, I'll be moitzi matonis from everyone. So I'll come at amzicha doing an avla over here. I'm taking from one person who's not mechuyim. So there's no din of hilchem b'mom and acha roiv. That's what they bring down at teretz from dim rebbeinu. They ask another kasha, why don't we say bittul b'roiv? In ha-teire, alechayim b'teile. So memele, so let the b'chir become bittul b'roiv. So, mebindah for Rav Shimon and Shari Yoshe, Rav Shimon says as follows. The whole halacha of bittul b'roiv is only legabi the halachas. That means a klera shaila. Am I allowed? Is in muta begiza avoide? Is in muta begiza avoide? So I'll say, well, that's 99 of the behemoths are muta begiza avoide. I don't know which behemoth is also begiza avoide. So the halach is I'm allowed to do the halach is that's the din bittul baroy. But legabi, the kedusha, we'll see the din matonis is in kedusha halal kedusha. There's such a concept over here. Rashi brings down. So the kedusha is a metzias. The kedusha cannot become bottle. That's what they bring from Rav Shimon. So you can't say bittul b'roiv that the lamaisa the. In dinim, there's a halacha. I'm allowed to eat. I'm not allowed to eat. I'm allowed to do avoid. I'm not allowed. And that is the din of bittul b'roiv. But to change the metzias, to say that it's lost its kedusha, that is no din bittul b'roiv. That is the bring down from Rav Shimon. I'm just wondering, there is bachlal a chakira from the, I think the Einig Yontif, if the halacha of bittul can only takes off isurim or can put on chiyuvim, that means that in the Yontav I think klels a shaila that what if I have let's say matzahs that were baked lishma and matzahs that weren't baked lishma and they got mixed up and roiv
of the matzahs were baked lishmo. Is there a din bittel to say that all the matzahs are kosher to, after din bittel beroiv, that through bittel, the matzah shaloi lishmo, if chutim that word, chuti tzitzis, that were nitri shaloi lishmo, they became this arev and roiv chutim shanitru lishmo, if the din bittel can create chiyuvim, if the whole din bittel is only, it takes off, but cannot put on. There's a shalom, and again, if it's a lechere, perhaps according to this mahalach, perhaps this is also a teretz. That means I should say that on the lechere there was chal achiv matonis, also din bittel beroiv, could be bittel is not bekoyach to create chiyuvim. Bittel can only take off Yisurim. Fine. So, the Mishnah is speaking about, the first case of the Mishnah is speaking about that I had, it belongs to 100 people. Each person has a suffix. Am I mechuyev to give matonis or not? So we say that each one is potter to give matonis. What is so bizman shem mei shoych tines kulam paitrines kulam echot shoych tines kulam. What is all these behemoths belong to one person? So that means as follows. So this person is zicher mechuyev to give 99 matonis. That means these are all his behemoths. From one behemoth he's potter to give matonis, but from 99 behemoths he's chayev to give matonis. So then the din is, ein poitrin lo yalo echot. So he only gives from one behemoth. Let us see Rashi. Bim echot shoychet es kulom. Ein poitrin oisom meya behemoth milite matonis lekoim. Ela echot. Hoyo shohu shoychet es kulom. Aber so he's zicha chayv to give 99 matonis. Avol echad yochalifta mina matonis. One he can parter from the matonis. She efshish loyei abocher echad mehem. That zicha, one of them is abocher. I'm only mechuyev to give you from 99 behemoths the matonis. Yochaloy mezehu umin abocher einoisnim. Shein kdusha chola al kdusha. Kdusha is not chal al kdusha. Vahamishtaye hashoichet lekoyim. What is if the bailim of the animal is a koyim? And a person is shechting. Ulaoivet kechovim. Pota mina matonis. So, on an animal of a koyim, there's no chiyuv bechlal of matonis. And the same halacha applies an animal of a goy, there's no chiyuv matonis. V'mishtatef imoem tzorich sheyirshay. Now, what is if a person became a shutev with a koyim or with a goy? Is tzorich sheyirshay. So let us see Rashi. Tzorich sheyirshay. Sheyasu boi simin, sheyavinu horoyim, sheeinoi kuloi shel Yisrael. Now from the Rehita's Loshon of Rashi would seem that Be'emison, we have here a behemoth, he's a shutef with a koyim. The bailus of the koyim is not mechayiv, the nesinus matonis. The bailus of Yisrael is mechayiv. So lechere from Rashi would seem, so you give half matonis, or whatever the percentage of the shutfas is. So Rashi says, tzorech sheyirshayim,
שיעשה בוי סימן שיבינו הרויים ושביע סימן on the animal שאינוי כולוי של ישראל. That means that he's going to give only a partial chelik of the matonis that should be a simen on the animal. People should not be choshetit. That is Shitas Rashi. Let us see Taisvis. V'tzorech lirshoim. Now Taisvis does not learn like Rashi. Simen ala bosa. Legilim hoyu lirshoim bosa. They put a simen on the bosa. Shepoto min amatonis. Taisvis holds that there's no chiyu matonis period. If there's a bailus Yisrael and a bailus Koyin, there's no chiyu matonis whatsoever. Boyumakirim Rishumayim. Ve'im Taima, so Taisus has a problem, the way Taisus learns Shan the Mishnah. Given the last Leila Koyin Ella Chatzi, the Koyin only has half of the animal, is Chatzi Lipota, so half of the animal is Pota, because Mitzad the Bailus a Koyin Yapota, the Chatzi Lachayim. Midi Dahavi Atzviya Boala Taisho, we said the Machayvi Rabon and Bachatzi Matonis. There we also, we had, if the animal is a Chatzi Seh and a Chatzi Chaya, so you give half of the Matonis. So here it should be also, you should only give half of the Matonis. Beshloimer, the Hosem Koseyu Sheboi Machayev. Over there I have a half an animal, a half a Seh, but Mitzad the Seh is Machayev, to give matonis, so you have a complete mechayiv of a half an animal. But over here, the whole behemoth is a seh. But since the seh alone is not a mechayiv, that means there's a bailus in this seh that is not a sibir lechayiv. Ochel ha-mechayim kol seyish ha-boi lakach potri legamdit.